We're on the line now. I have Linda Hayden. Hello, Linda, from the Darndale Belcamp Visitor Centre. Actually, the manager's title is right this time, isn't it, Linda?
You can call me anything you like, except too early in the morning.
Well, no, I'm not going there. okay, tell us about the services there now, but I want to clarify all the places that it's available as well. You mentioned Darndale and Clonshaw, Belcamp, Glynn. Is there other places it's available? It's in the HSE Network 4.
Yes, that's it. Well, our services are, as you say, within that catchment area. We're operating mainly in Darndale, Belcamp, Glynn, Ferrycarrick, Clonshock. If I've forgotten a few places, but it's generally the Greater Dublin 17 area, right? Mm-hmm. But not so much on the Northside Shopping Centre area. We're operating there now. We started originally just offering services in Darndale and Belcamp, but because of our resources, we were able to extend that out to include, as I say, Clonshock, Belcamp, Moatview, Carra Park, Darndale, Ferrycarrick, Glynn, Green Lawns, Macroom, Greencastle, Eclid, Newtown, Newbury, Riverside. Riverside is a big area, so there were we'd specifically look at older people, and that's over the age of 65, anyone interested in our services from Riverside, and then, as I say, Glynn as well. So that's where we're working. It's Area Network 4 in the HSE Area Network 4, and the services we provide are quite extensive. We offer care and repair, which is free home maintenance. We offer courses and classes and social events. We have a men's group and a women's group on Friday afternoon from 2 to 4. We have art classes, Irish classes, and Irish classes are on Wednesday, and we'd love to see more people up to those. They're on Wednesday lunchtime.
There seems to be a resurgence in interest in the Irish language again.
Huge, absolutely huge. And I think the method of teaching Irish is all important, is that it's fun, it's part of our heritage, it's in your head, we only have to find it, and it's a different way of teaching. It's relaxed. We have lunch during the class, so it's lone os scaelga, and we sit and we have a lunch, cup of coffee, and we just generally chat to one another as best we can. And our teachers, Ben McLaughlin, fantastic guy, and he comes in and gives his time free of charge. He has also services operating around the north side as well. Mm-hmm. They meet, I think, in Kay's Kitchen on Saturday morning. So we set up all these groups. I think they have 17 groups now.
Okay.
And as I say, very simple approach.
Can I just ask?
We're doing the Irish. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then we have care calls and hospital visits. We provide telephone calls to older people that would be housebound or high priority people,
mm-hmm.
and to check in that they're okay daily. We have home and hospital visits. We also put in social alarms. So anyone that wants a social alarm put in, all they have to be is over the age of 65 and living alone.
Who provides the finance for that?
It's financed through the Department of the Environment,
okay.
But we install them.
Oh yeah.
So the grants come via them. So the whole thing is processed through ourselves. And we get the grants for you, and
okay.
we put them in and whatever. So
we
have, to date, we've put in 118 of them. So, you know, if you're interested, if you know a loved one that is a bit vulnerable, and, you know, just it's a great peace of mind. It's a fantastic piece of equipment. And I might say also that it's not just about, you know, if someone falls. It's not just about if someone falls or, you know, has an accident. It's also about security. So that if they felt a little bit nervous on their own, if they hear something in the back garden, the system is also as a security mechanism. So it's not just about kind of a medical aid. It's a security aid as well, so that's mm-hmm. really important to emphasize that as well. But the big news, the big news is we're opening up a new daycare facility. So we're adding daycare to our already extensive lists of services. This daycare will provide 20 daycare places per day, which can translate up to 100 daycare places per week, where someone will come in and they'll have their three meals a day, they'll have an activity program, they may have access to aided bathing, chiropody, hairdressers. So there'll be an extensive, it'll be a full daycare service for older people as well. So we're opening up that, Noel, delighted to announce, on the 24th of March. Now, we'll be starting off very, very slowly and building up to that 100 people. But, you know, as I say, be 20 people a day will be our maximum. And on the other side of the house, so the building is divided into two. On one side, we have this wonderful daycare facility. And then on the other side, then, we have drop-in. So any older person that was interested in coming down and doing a class with us, or gentle exercises, or a bit of yoga, or whatever we have on the day, or just pop in to meet friends and have a cup of coffee, that's what the centre is for as well. We're delighted. It has taken kind of... we've done this, we've turned this project around in 10 months, which is an incredible feat, I think. And that's testament to all the people that have supported us, from Age Action to our members who have backpacked and who have, you know, they're going to make curtains for the centre, and they've supported us all the way. We have had local people, the Darndale Resource Centre have supported us, Parents Training Together, the HSC, Dublin City Council. The collaboration and partnerships that have been formed in delivering this programme and turning it around so quickly, it's incredible.
It's great, but the maintenance service has been going a long time. I know that's been to the fore. Can I ask you, just to make a bit of fun as well, the hair care, chiropody and wellness workshop, I mean, do you think you get many men in there?
Are we that vain? chiropody, everyone's, you know, feet has to be minded, and especially people now with diabetes, and you know, diabetes is rampant, and one of the absolute key importance in diabetes is foot care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's men. Men are suffering as badly from diabetes as women, and it's crucial that their feet. Our actually daycare manager, Karen, is in a former life was a hairdresser, and she says that she cuts men's hair more regularly than women's. It seems to be a new trend now that, you know, men are going to the hairdressers every other week.
Keep it short. But as I said,
the
free home maintenance has been there, I think, of the longest of the services, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's where we started, Noel, in September 2008. We launched the care and repair service. And at the time, we had three members using the service. We opened with three members. And I can say now that we're up to 420 members from that, from 3 to 420, and growing steadily all the time. And with the new daycare facility, I'd say we'll have a real surge of people that we weren't formally able to get to, because, you know, they would have, you know, have very particular needs. But now our services is opening up to be able to include everybody, and that's really important, that people that are kind of housebound and isolated and lonely will be able to come in and spend a day with friends and old neighbours, and have a day where they're treated like royalty, like kings.
Okay, I think I might move to the area now. Listen, can I ask you, Linda, you didn't mention, because a good function that you have there as well, the in-house full-day and care service, it also includes transport to and from the centre.
Very important, yes. I'm glad you pointed that out as well. Last year, through the National Lottery grant scheme, we were able to purchase our very own disability access vehicle, which is key to our service, because, it's really important that a friendly face arrives to collect you and bring you home safely to your home. So we have our own vehicle, and so we'll be able to transport people in and out of the service, and that's absolutely key as well.
If there's anyone from any of the areas you've mentioned, or if they're not sure about anything, you have a contact for people that
we call it our hotline, right? And any new members members that join up to the service, register with the service, they get a lovely fridge magnet, and on that magnet is our number. So it's always to hand for them as well. But for anybody, and new members, as I say, they're always welcome. We'd be delighted to hear from you. And especially, we haven't kind of really infiltrated Riverside at all. We're very well supported, Glynn, Darndale and Belcamp. But we haven't quite broken into Riverside, and we know that there are a large ageing population there. And that we would love, and as I said, even for fun, we've great active members that goes to shows and go, you know, parties. They've bagpacked. So there's the active side of the house as well. And it's really important. And it might be just to form a new friendship. It doesn't mean that, you know, you need all our services, but just even to form friendships.
Yeah, it's a pick and mix. You can take it any way you want it, really.
The active men's group, like, they actually have a bowls club going now every Monday morning, and they go up to the CRC in Clontarf, and they play bowls up there every Monday, and they're going to start up a pitch and putt club and that. So we've very, very active members. They play snooker and darts, and they have their own band, and, you know, they play music. And so it's really important to emphasise that, like, while the daycare is for the more inactive, more high priority type people that just need more care, is that there's a very active group there as well, Noel, and that's really important, because it might be that you're just feeling a bit lonely, you might have lost a partner, and, you know, just
it's very important.
Family flown the coop and the usual. So that's important.
It's important to keep integrated with fellow human beings. There's no doubt about that. And Pat, if there's anyone there listening as well, they know someone that's living alone, always call in on them. But tell them about these services, which you have to the centres to be congratulated on. And congratulations on the new daycare centre. 24th of March is the official opening. So you'll be watching
out for that. The official opening will be happening sometime in the summer, and that's when we'll invite your good selves down, and we'll do. But we're actually going to begin to bring in people on the 24th.
Of March.
So it's literally we're opening our doors on the 24th. But the official opening.
Yeah, I know. You're waiting for the president.
Sometime in the summer.
You're waiting for the president to be available.
Yes. Someone big. Someone influential.
Okay.
The service will begin on the 24th, and we will accept referrals. Anybody that's, you know, we have an admissions team. They will make the decision on who's suitable for the daycare, and is the daycare suitable for them. So we will start to take people in very slowly from the 24th. So if you do know somebody that, you know, qualifies for daycare, lives in our area, please ring us. We'd like to hear from them and start the entrance process. Yeah.
Okay, before we go, just give us that number again then, please.
So the big hotline for all our services and to talk to any of our team is 877-1600. And the name of the service, I don't think we said it that often, but the name of the service is Golden Years. And I just might say that our members named it that. That was their choice. That's what they wanted to be called.
Okay.
And I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, thanks very much, Linda. I hope to talk to you again pretty soon. And thank you, and congratulations to everyone involved.
Thanks a million, Noel.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.